universe of Allah is all oneness, nothing apart from Allah, nothing else. Only when Allah makes a manifestation, okay, later on you will ask me what is manifestation. That means Allah shows, makes a lower level of wujud, a lower level of existence Allah makes, lower than He Himself, because He is in such a high level, it's not comprehensible for me and you and any of us. But Allah has made a lower level of His existence. It is called manifestation of Allah in universe of Aql, intellect. Universe of Aql is example of which is born at the moment. Jafar, if you decide you want to make a car, that car is created in your Aql. Then you go and you buy the parts, you draw it, you see how you should look like, you make a drawing. You create an image for it. The moment you create an image for what you had made in your Aql, you have brought it down to universe of Khiyal. Because Khiyal is only dealing with image. And then you want to go to make it, you go and buy some woods and reels and things, you bring it to universe of matter, you put it together. In material world, you have made a car. But before that, it was in your universe of Aql. You made it by your intellect first. You decided, I want to make a car. Then you brought it down to Khiyal, then you brought it down to matter. See, this is how, roughly, this is how it works. These awalim also are I have to bring one more. Since the universe of matter, Dr. Muhammad, it has got its own domain and realm, but that is inside the universe of Barzakh. There is hadith about this from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which he says, I remember only the translation of it. He says, Allah has created different awalim so that the higher alam is showing, the lower alam is only showing the higher alam. Itself is referring to a higher and bigger alam of itself. So that means the universe of matter shows us and tells us from the same thing that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma arinil ashya kama hiya, show me the things the way they are. That means this, what you see in the matter, Jafar, is not exactly the real thing you see. What you see is not the real thing. Not that this is fake. That means the reality of it is not only this material level. In that circle, that material being is inside the barzakhi wujud, level of barzakh. Okay, barzakh means intermediary level. The meaning of in English is you can call it intermediary level. So that level, that matter is part, it is included in barzakh. And barzakh and barzakh and matter together are part of alam aql, intellectual domain. So this also shows intellectual domain is biggest domain. Biggest not physically. So you can imagine in your intellect you can make whole lot of things in no time, in no conflict with anything. That is how intellectual domain is so big, so unlimited, Jaffa. So I put Allah, universe of Allah, out of all these universes, because of course Allah has created the universes Himself. Although if they refer to Alam of Allah, universe of Allah as well. So these circles are showing how they call it, they also call it, if you want to make another visualization, look at an onion. Take an onion, look at the onion. The outer, the most outer layer of onion, you can say that is the domain of Aql. So if you start to peel off those layers of onion, so you reach, let's say, you take three layers out, then what is in between, that is probably, you can refer that to Alam Barzakh. And then if you take that in the middle, there is very little thing left, that is universe of matter. This comparison is only for this notion that how the bigger universe of Aql is encompassing other universes. It's not to say universes have no material except the universe of matter. They do not have material level. It is only to show you the example how they encompass the lower universe. For instance, when it comes to insan, we all have, in us we have animal being as well, isn't it? We are We are not, we do not have any of those circles. But just imagine, look at it that way. Although we are insan, but we are hayvan as well, don't, aren't we? Although we are hayvan, we are plant as well. Anything that grows is plant. The notion of plant life is growth. So we have growth in our body. So we are plant, we are animal, and we are matter as well. This is my body, what is made now is matter. Right? So all the four universes is in me, is in you, in all of us. So that is, this notion is talking about that. So this picture is trying to show that insan has got all those universes in itself. So you have a level of intellectual level, you have a barzakhi level, you have a material level. You all feel that. If you think about it, you all acknowledge that. Jafar, do you acknowledge that you have wujud material level?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge that you have intellectual level?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think anyone would say no to this question. If I ask, do you acknowledge you have intellectual level? If I say no, that means I have no intellect. So we all have that. So this picture is trying to show that insan has got all of these universes. Okay? So from here, I want, these things we have said in the past, it was just a review. Remember last week, we discussed about attached alam, universe of alam al-muttasil and alam al-munfasil, right? What was alam al-muttasil? Was, for instance, when it comes, let's say, to a seed, alam al-muttasil or universe, attached universe of that is isti'dad and ilm in that. That is alam attached universe, alam al-muttasil. There is also what is outside world of outside that seed is called alam al-munfasil or detached universe. Remember that comment? So we said for instance for me or any of us, the whole world outside is material, detached material universe, alam al-munfasil or maddat al-munfasil. Okay, and the same thing applies for barzakh. The same thing applies for aql. Does it make sense? Najis? Okay. You have, as I said, see, this notion in universe of matter is very easy to comprehend. What you have in look at the notfe. When a notfe, there is a notfe, that notfe has got all the potentiality to become a human being, notfe of insan. Right? That potentiality in notfe oven is attached universe of matter. Or alamul maddatul muttasil, or alamul muttasilul maddi. You understand that? Make understanding? There is attached universe, there is detached universe. Attached universe is in you, detached universe is outside you. In that picture, I have wanted to show all of this existence, these universes exist in us. Those which are in us are muttasil and attached. But there is also alam outside you. When you look at these galaxies, they are not part of you, are they? So they are alam munfasil.
So is your knowledge part of it?
Yes, knowledge is part of you, definitely. So, do you understand the galaxies are not part of you? And you understand, we call them, we refer to them as munfasil. Detached means they are not part of you, they are detached from you. Okay? So, universe of munfasil and universe of muttasil. Okay? And what the way we are, the universe of muttasil is jabri. This is something you have to understand. What is jabri? Means you had nothing in it. When you're not there, when you became a not there, what option did you have, so to speak? So that is jabri. Universe outside you that exists is also jabri for you. You have not had anything in making the outside universe, outside world. You agree, Avin? No, do you agree? Do you think that you have any option in creating all these galaxies and trees and this that are outside you? They were all there when you were born, right? That is jabri too. You all understand what is jabri? What I explained?
Obligatory
or guya, compulsory, I don't know. These all these words means they are forced upon you. Right? They are forced upon you. You did not choose to be born, did you? Yeah, majbur, ahsan. That means universe of your universe of muttasil, alam al muttasil is jabri. And alam al munfasil is jabri too. So then what is the ikhtiyari here? What is ikhtiyar? No. What was your ikhtiyar in ruh? Ahsan. Ikhtiyar is what is referred to as tatabuq al-kawnayn, means relating the muttasil to munfasil, that is your ikhtiyar. So you have got ikhtiyar, right? Look, see, you have ikhtiyar to eat, don't you? By eating, you are bringing alam munfasil, because we said anything outside you is munfasil oven, right? When you buy an apple, that apple is outside you as munfasil. When you eat it, you have made a link, you have connected muttasil with munfasil when you eat that food. That is ikhtiyar only. So that way you are making your body. Your body is growing because you connect your alam al-muttasil al-maddi to your alam al-munfasil al-maddi. You connect your attached material universe to detached material universe. That is your option and ikhtiyar. When you do that, you are making your body. If you don't do that, can you blame anyone? If you don't eat any vitamin A, for instance, if a mother doesn't eat any vitamin A when she's having a child in her womb, right? What happens? That nutfeh become blind, can become blind. Basically, when he gets born, he can be blind. How, Fadak? Because mother has not given him enough nutritional elements that is required for an eyesight to be created. So, to make our body complete and our body grow, and we have to join our attached universe, which is ourselves, with outside universe. Eat material food. Okay? Is this notion difficult to grasp? How you make your body, you make a link between your attached universe of matter, which is your existence, what you have now in matter. You, you,